All right, we're taking a look at the budget, and we're asking, is this a budget that would build America? And again, will it build America? Not just one or two sectors of American society. Will it build all of America? Okay. The center is letting us know again that the GOP plan proposes $5.2 trillion in non-defense cuts. $5.2 trillion in non-defense cuts. The House Budget Committee allocates those cuts across the budget's various categories known as budget functions. And so the center estimates that based on information from the Congressional Budget Office and the House Budget Committee, that programs that provide basic assistance, health care, college aid, job training, basic assistance, health care, college aid, job training. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you, do you think that these kinds of programs are necessary? Or do you see these as just giveaways that hurt the country? Basic assistance, health care, college aid, job training, and other help to low and moderate income individuals and families. They're saying that these families would absorb roughly half of the $5.2 trillion in non-defense cuts, just the cuts to basic assistance, health care, college aid, job training, and others. Half, all of that absorbing roughly half of the $5.2 trillion in non-defense cuts. Who would this hurt? Children. How many people love to say, we love our children? I want to encourage you again, ladies and gentlemen. When you think America, think all of America's children, the children of every ethnicity. When you think America, think all of America's children, the children of every class. When you say you love America, say it and mean it. Say it and be telling the truth when you say it. And if you know that you don't truly love all of America's children, every one of America's social classes, then just say, well, no, I don't love America, but I do love this class of Americans, and I do love that ethnicity of Americans. Children, people with disabilities, seniors, among others, are the people who will be cut, who will be hurt by these cuts. Just that roughly half of the $5.2 trillion in cuts that would affect college aid, healthcare, etc., would hurt children, would hurt people with disabilities, would hurt seniors, among others. Ladies and gentlemen, let's be for real. This GOP budget proposal that the House wants and that President Trump wants, wearing our American heart, I'm sorry, our American hats, no party hats, American hats, with hearts of compassion and sensitivity instead of stony hearts. Does this budget so far sound like it will build America? All right, we will be looking into this some more. We need to know. November election. We'll be here before we know it. And it will really help to have some idea of what our politicians are pushing for so that we will have, hopefully, a fairly well-informed position on who we should be voting for. All right. In the meantime, realize this. How we vote really does make a difference. it can make a huge difference. And my request is that you really give a lot of thought to how you can use your vote to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.